been warned. You have been warned, haven't you? We all have, in many different kinds of situations. Be careful driving. Watch out for deer. In this part of town, men, keep your billfold in your inside pocket. Women, make sure your purse strap is around your neck. Women, if you're out partying with people you don't know very well, be careful, be watchful, stay sober. Seems our national motto has become, if you see something, say something. We've been warned because there are real dangers out there. It seems like that's the kind of world we live in today. And so it has always been. Listen to St. Peter's words in our reading this morning, his first letter, chapter 5. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. We know this enemy well, this adversary, because this enemy has so often been in our own heads. The Bible description of him here as a lion walking around looking for someone to swallow up, that scared me when I was a kid, and it still scares me. Psalmist knew from personal experience what lions were like. And he knew why they roar. It's because they're hungry. He wrote in Psalm 22, "Roaring lions that tear their prey open their mouths wide against me." But this lion picture isn't perhaps the scariest image of Satan in Scripture. We all know about the snake. Was in yesterday's reading and how most of us feel about snakes. One of the more frightening images comes from the incident reported in Lenten history that we're reviewing again this season. You'll hear more about it here on Thursday when Jesus turned to Peter. Peter, the great apostle, the rock, who wrote these words in front of us this morning. And Jesus said to him, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat." If Satan has such designs on Peter, the apostle, what could he do with us? Sift us like wheat? I don't need this morning to tell you about the temptations of the devil. The forms that they take, the times that they come to us when we're most vulnerable. We know that too well from experience. Should we be afraid? Yes. Because there is real danger in being devoured. The word here means literally to swallow us up. Being swallowed up by a lion means to be utterly destroyed. And so we are warned. Should we be afraid? Really, no. We know from Scripture that Satan cannot touch those who by the power of God are kept through faith for salvation. John writes in his first letter, "We know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. The one who was born of God keeps him safe, and the evil one cannot harm him." It's those who stray away that the lion is looking for as he walks about looking eagerly after any lost sheep that may have wandered from the fold. And that's why when we fall, as we do often, as we do daily, we're called to repentance. We acknowledge our sins and turn again to this word of promise, to Jesus. Jesus did say to Peter, "Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat," but he went on to assure him, "But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail." Jesus' prayer for us is more powerful than Satan, and it turned Peter to repentance, and it turns us to repentance. And Jesus did more than just pray for us. As with everything that we're supposed to do but fail, Jesus did that for us. He was tempted by Satan in the wilderness. He was tempted by Satan in that park called Gethsemane the night before. He went to the cross, carrying all of our sins to pay for them before God the judge. He was, we read, in every respect tempted as we are, yet without sin. So if Jesus resisted temptation for us, that means we don't have to, is that right? See how sneaky are the temptations of the devil, because I just spoke one here from this pulpit in this chapel. And the right answer would be no. St. Paul would say in the translations of long ago, "God forbid." We're urged here to stay vigilant, to keep watch. It's the same word Jesus used when he said that the end of the world is coming like a thief in the night, so keep watch. It's the same word Jesus used with his disciples in that Gethsemane park when they fell asleep and he woke them up and he said, "Stay awake, keep watch." We are to keep watch. And it says here, resist. Don't give in to temptation. That's something that we by ourselves have no power to do, unless we do it, as it says here, firm in the faith. Clinging to Jesus through his word and to the promise written here that the God of all grace, who has called you, will restore you and make you strong. So to resist the roaring lion, look in the word and look in the sacraments and look for it in chapel here and look for it in your classrooms here at Bethany and look for it in the encouragement of your friends here at Bethany and your family at home in what the apostle calls here the brotherhood. Because through that word which comes to us, God, who has already made you perfect in God's eyes through the work of Jesus Christ, will continue, and he will complete the work of grace in you and make you strong and firm and steadfast. And especially look toward Easter. Remember that word devour? To drink us down? It's the very same word we find in St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians in the 15th chapter, that great resurrection chapter, where St. Paul writes, "Death has been swallowed up in victory." There is the antidote to all the powers of that roaring lion. Death has been devoured with the victory of Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. To him be the power and the dominion forever and ever. Amen.